Kate, can you tell me why you signed up for the visit to Moulin?
Yes, actually, the reason I signed up was because I've always had a dream about going out on one of these Zodiac inflatable boats. And that was my main motivation, was I can go out on one of these, it's fantastic, go and visit a beautiful Brittany island, and yeah, just have a wonderful time.
So your dream was realised on
that
particular day?
It certainly was. It really was.
So can you tell us about the day there?
It started, interestingly, quite strangely, because off we went in our boat. We had two of these boats, and we met first of all
in Le Conque.
And we all met there, and it was beautifully organised. Everyone was waiting for us. And we got into our boats. There were 11 people in each boat and two guides with each boat. And we were the second boat to leave. So off we went. And after about 5 minutes, the guide said, "I'm ever so sorry, we're going to have to turn around because I've got my handbag and my telephone." So we thought, well, that's no problem, because we were having a lovely time on the boat. So we went back again. She picked up her bag and then off we went. And of course, because we were running a little bit behind the other boat, we had full throttle and off we went. And it was fabulous, because what I wanted to do was feel the spray, which unfortunately I didn't. Some people got soaked at the back, but it was just pounding through the waves, the fresh air, and I felt like I was 10 years old again. I wanted to giggle, and you know, because it was just so lovely. And then we made lots of stops around the little island, because this part of the water apparently is one of the most dangerous stretches of water around Brittany. And because of the currents, etc. So we were told a lot about that. It was all in French, and my French isn't actually...
Because it's where the channel actually meets the Atlantic.
So that was really very interesting. We went around all these little islands. We were, of course, looking for natural fauna, like the sea lions, which we saw quite a lot of, birds, and hopefully dolphins, which sadly we didn't see, but it didn't make the trip any less wonderful. It wasn't disappointing, really, not to see them, because I think most people have actually seen dolphins before, but it was just to be out there. And we had our guide was really super. She explained lots of things about, there's one little island there, I've forgotten the name of it, but there's a little island where you can stay overnight in the farm there, and I think it's place was sort of like a retreat, which appealed to me. I would really like to do that one day as well. Interestingly, none of the islands had trees on them, which I found quite interesting, being a bird person myself and bird watching, so usually you have need trees for that. No trees on the island. Also on the Île de Moulin when we arrived, no trees at all. A lovely island, beautiful little houses, and I suppose we took about 1.5 hours to get there, I think it was, and then we all disembarked and toddled off to have a lovely lunch in the group with at a lovely creperie where we sat outside, and we got to meet other members of the group, which was nice, because there were quite a lot of people that I didn't know. And sadly, I would have liked to have spent more time on the island, because I understand there's a museum there, because one of our group gave us some information about the island, which a lot of us, I think most of us probably didn't know, that there had been a shipwreck way back in the day, and it was the Drummond Castle. And apparently there were 250 passengers and crew, majority of which were British people, and they drowned. And the people on the island were actually sort of sorting out the bodies that washed up on the shore, and they had made a museum dedicated to this shipwreck, but didn't sadly have time to find that, and you know, which I would have liked a little bit more time there.
So what would you say was particularly special about the day? What stood out? I get a feeling it could be the boat trip.
Well, actually, you're absolutely right. I'm afraid for me it was the boat trip. It was the thrill of getting into that boat, being so close to the water, going so fast on the water, getting so close to the animals and the seals in between the islands. It was just the most wonderful feeling, and we could not have had a better day. The weather conditions were superb, and it was just fantastic. I was very worried before we went, because if the weather conditions weren't just right, we would have had to go by ferry, which in itself is not a big deal, but you know, a ferry is a ferry, and then you go from A to B, and then you get off, and then we would have had longer on the island, I suppose, but I wouldn't have had that thrill, that excitement of being on this
boat. You're like 12 years old again.
I was, absolutely 12 years old again, and I would do it again tomorrow.
In a flash. Would you recommend friends to visit the island, and if you did, what advice would you give them regarding the trip, perhaps on the Zodiac?
Okay, yes, I certainly would. My advice suggests then that they go by the Zodiac because it's such an experience, and if they don't mind, you know, being out on open sea. Advice, yes, we were told to take with us waterproofs and warm clothing, but it was a beautiful day, so I didn't take any waterproofs. I was lucky, I didn't heed the advice. I didn't get wet, but somebody who fortunately, I think, did have waterproof sitting at the back got absolutely soaked. So depending where you are on the boat and, you know, quite what the weather conditions are like, you can get really wet. So advice is definitely warm clothing, because it doesn't matter how beautiful the weather is, once you're out on that water and you go so far out, it is cold.
Absolutely, yes. So, I mean, it was a very, very, I think, a very, very special day. I think 100%. Enjoyed by everybody.
Absolutely. It was totally a success. It was fantastic, and I'm hoping there are going to be more of these trips, going to more islands on these sort of boats, obviously, preferably. It was fantastic, and yes, I would definitely recommend it to anybody.
Well, thank you very much, Kate.
You're very welcome.
That, you really, really did enjoy it.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was fantastic.
Yes, it was wonderful.